Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What we need is a fully funded Department of Homeland Security, particularly in these challenging times. We face a number of issues across the board. The department is responsible for counterterrorism, cybersecurity, border security, port security, aviation security, maritime security, protection of our national leaders, obviously the Secret Service, responding to natural disasters. We're in the midst of a very harsh winter right now. And so to even be having a conversation about a potential shutdown of Homeland Security is incredible and absurd. I just hope that members of Congress can come together. I think that they feel the urgency. We're 2.5 days away from our department basically running out of gas. So I want to be present to continue to make our case, to make the case on behalf of the men and women of our department.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson warning, hey, we're days away, baby, of draining the coffers. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the battle for funds. Mitch McConnell getting massive backlash and whiplash, probably, over compromising and taking out the executive action, Obama's immigration push, and making it a clean bill to get it through. So the deadline looms. There are some conservatives who are furious. And there's a Senate that's pushing it forward while the House will then get the ball bounced back into its court. So it's interesting to see how this has come down to the wire once again, although it's no surprise. Oh my gosh, if we rewound the shows, you would hear us talking about this again and again, as I have said, except for I can remember very clearly when the plan was, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. Because, you know, we're up against deadlines and we've got to get everything through. We got to push everything through. So we're going to do this budget deal and we're not going to have a shutdown. And then, but we're leaving the Department of Homeland Security out for February. So this gets us time to have our ducks in a row because we are not going to abide by this executive action. We're going to stick this as something that will hang in the balance as to whether or not we're going to pass anything that will fund the Department of Homeland Security. And quickly, that has changed. And look, when they said it, we all knew it. It's like reading the playbook of the New England Patriots. Well, maybe not really. Because who could have threw in the deflated balls? But Mitch McConnell looked pretty deflated. And he is suffering from whiplash and backlash and everything else in between. Because he backed off demands that Congress reverse the president's immigration executive actions as that condition for funding the DHS. So the Democrats, this is a layup, of course. We support the new plan. Yes, it's great. And initially they were laying in the weeds, but now things have changed. So McConnell gives them what they want, the Democrats, by agreeing to hold that standalone vote on the funding bill with no immigration measure attached. So Harry Reid's happy. He says we're going to do everything we can do to make sure it passes. Clearly, this should pass. The Senate voted 98-2 to advance the legislation that the Dems had blocked 4 times in a row because of what was in it. Because of the condition being the president's immigration action. So the game has changed once again. Now, legislation that would reverse Obama's immigration actions as a condition for funding DHS was one of the things, like I said, that we had heard over and over and over and over again, no way, no way, no way. So the Democrats wouldn't have supported it before. That's why they said no four times. But this time, an easy vote to say yes to that. Now, McConnell did get support from senior members of the caucus and other Republican leaders, making it clear that the approach may be the only way to fund it past a Friday midnight deadline. Because here's the thing, while a lot of very vocal conservatives are not happy about this tactical change, and we know that there's going to be a rocky road on the House side, you could always throw to the default of, well, it's in the courts now. Because remember, there was the temporary injunction, so nothing's happening. But there's appeals that have been filed in much more liberal courts. So there could be a change coming on that end, too, as well. And it's interesting because the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, really was just like a parrot. He kept saying the same thing over and over and over again, taking, I guess, here we go, another football reference, cues from what happened at the Super Bowl with Marshawn Lynch, who wouldn't say anything to the reporters when he was there on media day. And John Boehner pretty much was saying the same thing over and over again. I'm waiting for the Senate to act. The House has done their job. He was asked that question probably 15 different ways about what was the House going to do and aren't they in this together and what haven't you talked to Mitch McConnell? And he'd say, I'm waiting for the Senate to act. And yes, Mitch McConnell's people are talking to my people. And yes, that's what we're doing. So Senator Ted Cruz released a statement calling the leadership's current plan a mistake, saying Congress is obliged to use every constitutional check and balance we have to rein in the president's lawlessness. And that includes both our confirmation authority over nominees and the power of the purse. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama opposed the new plan. So this tees up an interesting set of new negotiations, I guess, between parties and chambers. And, you know, they could pass a stopgap bill because of the time running out as a solution or fund parts of Homeland Security, but I mean already parts of it are going to shut down, and that's the non-essential people, and the essential people will be on the job, so they're not going away. Border security or TSA or anybody that would come under the Homeland Security Department on the what I'll call the front lines. But it is crunch time, and it's just where we always find ourselves. It's very frustrating, isn't it, as an American citizen to say, wow, where is the processes in place? Do they have a whiteboard, a giant whiteboard somewhere where they can write, here's our top three agenda items that we're dealing with that heavily affect the American people? So instead of playing the same old tape, we're going to clearly stand by what we say we're going to do. Because this script was pre-written. This was written the second it left the president's mouth in November. And it turns to the same thing again and again and again and again. Thin ice. I'll tell you, Boehner will find himself on very thin ice, depending on what happens when this bounces back to the House. That's why he wouldn't answer those questions. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. foods, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Feel it. Give it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like you walk in the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it. Pieces of meat, but it makes no difference, cause it knocks you off the
again with Ransom and a Kidnapped American. What do you think, America? I'll tell you, it's a tough beat, isn't it? Can you imagine? You know, it used to be, I'd hear these stories, you know, like when I was a kid, and they'd talk about somebody, wow, they're in the Peace Corps and so giving, and you won't believe what they've done, and they're a missionary, and they go on these trips, and, you know, you got to admire that. People who have the burning desire to reach out and help, yes, Americans, but also to go and reach out and help other people that are in unbelievable impoverished situations in other countries. So armed men abducted an American missionary earlier this week in southern Nigeria. They're demanding $300,000 for her release, and it's the Reverend Phyllis Sorter, who was a kidnapped from a place called Hope Academy. So the police commissioner in that area of Nigeria, along with several other police officers, investigators and all of that, and the counterterrorism unit, visited the site, talked to a bunch of people there to try to figure it all out, and to they say that Sorter went on Monday morning to go to a meeting to try to get some more land for a farm project. She came back 10 a.m. and was abducted after that by five armed men. I mean, really, what are you? You're so vulnerable, right? And they're demanding $300,000. So the general deal is that if you're an American and you're in that situation, you're a giving person, she's trying to help the people, doesn't matter. You're an American. We have money. So they think. So the thought is by kidnapping her, they're going to get bucks. They're going to get money. So what do you think the family does? Do they negotiate on the ransom? Do they think it's a good idea? And, of course, police say it's not a good idea for the family to negotiate because we're going to find her. But how many of these things go bad? And this is a woman who is the financial person behind Hope Academy, right? She works with International Child Care Ministries. And this is a child sponsorship program that's in like 30 countries. She helped open a school for kids in a really nomadic area and is reaching out and trying to do good, to try to help, right? She works on projects that teaches cow herders new techniques on how to lead their livestock. So you get it. I mean, the woman has heart, right? So the State Department says that they're aware that an American's been reported missing in Nigeria and where kidnappings for ransom are very common, and that in such cases, the embassy works with the people involved to try to do what they can to offer assistance. In other words, she is plumb out of luck unless somebody comes up with the money or they find her, and it's just a game of chance. And with the Nigerians so often, I mean, they'll just wait it out. They could just wait this out. Wait it out, wait it out, wait it out. Until the end appears. Where they think, you know, they have a chance. Where they think that they might get paid. And then ultimately make a decision. Interesting side note to what happened the other night with the jury deciding that Eddie Ray Ralph would, for capital murder, would do life in prison without parole. I really like it when you get a chance to peel back the curtain and hear what the jury had to say. So the jury rejected the insanity defense. They convicted the former Marine in the deaths of Chris Kyle and his friend Chris Littlefield, Chad Littlefield, rather. And after this two-week trial, they heard all kinds of testimony about Eddie Ray Ralph's crazy behavior, erratic behavior, statements about anarchy, the apocalypse, pig-human hybrids, whatever. So the jury ultimately said, like one juror talked about it, Christina Yeager, her name was, said that Ralph displayed a similar pattern in prior run-ins with police, that he would be trashed, intoxicated, and tell responding officers he's a victim of post-traumatic stress disorder. Every time something bad happened, he pulled that card, she said. And another juror said, Brad Hutchinson said, we're not convinced by the claim that Ralph was having a psychotic episode when he shot the men. He knew the consequences of pulling the trigger. Bravo. And, you know, I said this when it happened. He showed no reaction when the judge sentenced him to life in prison without parole. Now, the prosecutors didn't seek the death penalty in the capital murder case. One of his victim's siblings called him an American disgrace right after. Ralph just looked back at the guy. But it was a pretty emotional trial. Pretty emotional, where prosecutors said that he was just a troubled drug user who knew right from wrong, despite whatever mental illness he might have had. Defense attorneys said he suffered from schizophrenia and was suffering from a psychotic episode at the time of the shootings. Now, there is an appeal. I mean, because, of course, the defense team is going to appeal this. But I love that we got to hear what the jury was thinking. Love it. Because often that doesn't happen. Often, you know, you're not getting any comments from them. They're out of the courthouse. Nobody's commenting, and you know that's it. Because there was at one point it looked dicey as to, wow, is this insanity thing really gonna roll? Is this really gonna happen? is this going to happen? You know, he was even asked, Eddie Ray Ralph, by a reporter for the New York Magazine in a jailhouse call, if he thought that the day that he shot Chad Littlefield and Chris Kyle, you know, what he thought about. And he said, it tore my heart out when I did it. I guess you live and you learn, you know. And, boy, can you imagine being, and I didn't think about this the day it happened. It was terrible. I remember, because it was just huge news. And not too far from our satellite facility, actually, come to think of it, and I immediately got texts, maybe many of you did if you were watching the news or whatever, but got a text from somebody about this shooting range and what happened. And it was about 45 minutes, you know, where an employee discovered their bodies at about 5 o'clock that day. And then 45 minutes later, Eddie Ray Ralph pulls up to his sister's house in Kyle's truck and told her that he had killed two people. She was the one who called the police. And then he was sitting in front of the house in the truck. And they tried to coax him from the truck, and then the rest was history. But hearing what the jury had to say, they weren't buying it, so that means the prosecution did a good job in painting the picture that, as the one juror said, this was the card he always played, and this was the thing he did with all of his run-ins with the police, and so that's how they came up with their verdict, and bravo on that one. A couple of quick reminders. In our next show, because we get an avalanche of emails about this, dumb things I shouldn't have done. If you've done something silly and you want to share, it makes us all feel so much better. Do it. AmericaTonight.net. Just write dumb things and tell us what your dumb thing is that you did. I can tell you a dumb thing that happened in my household. My husband left a piece of pizza that was basically eye level with the dog, and that pizza was gone in 2 seconds. You know how dogs are. They'll eat anything, especially pizza. Are you kidding? I had a friend once, I don't know how many people have pets. I had a friend once that had a huge pizza, just a pie that had just come into the house, and had a dog that was pretty good at jumping, and nobody... It was sitting there on the counter, and the dog had taken the whole thing down and ate the entire pizza. And you think that you can kill a pizza fast? A dog can do it within seconds, trust me. All right, stay with us. We're jumping over to the other side.
Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Zorn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Time for a little fruits and nuts, credit, and bingo as we invite our pal Nathan Reeder to belly up to the bar with us. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Oh, I'm just bellying.
Well, of course, we have to give the people what they want. We need the proper sound for this segment. Let it roll.
Bingo!
I love that. I love the shredding sound.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people shred their... Do you have a shredder?
No, I don't. Not right now.
I don't either. I had one, and it was a nightmare. I mean, we got it for a song, and just paper... Because, of course, we had so much paper, we'd be... Meaning things we had to shred. And it just would get all over the place. And I thought, I don't want the shredder. Just, you know, either you just bag it up and then a charity will take them and they'll shred them for you.
You know what else takes it? Buyers. Yeah. Buyers takes it.
They do.
Yeah, you can just put it right in there.
How about that? Okay, so that's a good suggestion as well.
Wow.
I like it. Yeah, I'm not into the shredding thing either. That sound, listening to that sound is like reminded me how many people are shredding things. All right, here's our first one. Matt Stapero looked at his phone in January and he noticed something was weird. He was searching for a photo to Instagram and he discovered that his private photo stream had been inundated with photos of a Chinese man taking selfies in front of an orange tree. Who was the man? What was up with the orange tree? Where did that come from? Safara had no idea. He thought he'd been hacked. He brought his phone to the Apple store and asked if his phone had been stolen, and he said no, but you know, he said he had, when he lost an iPhone a year before, he said, yeah, I've had an iPhone stolen, but he had since had it replaced. So the Apple employees explained to him that most stolen iPhones end up in China, and that the reason Stefera could see all these crazy photos was because his current phone and his stolen number were still sharing the same iCloud account. It was in the clouds. So how crazy is that? He thinks he's nuts. Like, what is going on with my phone? And that's what it's about.
I'm going to pin it as both fruits and nuts and shred it right now, because it's like, well, it's kind
creepy
of
in
to
one
be,
way.
It's kind of to be expected, like when you get a new program and it's going to run funnier than you would expect it to for the first couple years. There's going to be a whole bunch of these where we're sharing things as the cloud is trying to figure out what devices are really devices belonging to which account, because of crossing over between proprietary and general manufacturing, you know.
Right, it's crazy. Absolutely. And, you know, what he did, though, is he immediately deleted everything on the phone, and at the Apple Genius Bar, they told him that his former phone would be deactivated, so it wouldn't be a problem. But because of those pictures, he was huge in China. There was all these BuzzFeed posts and all this stuff about him, so he suddenly had, like, kind of a celebrity status. And apparently, it was just the whole photo thing. They didn't have anything else of his, which is good, because you think of all the information on the cloud, and that's scary.
Yeah.
With the hacking and everything, I think.
Yeah.
You know, nuts. Okay, here's another one for you. Nathan has spoken. I'm going to agree with you, by the way, on that one. The New York Times. In today's New York Times, James Barron did an article about renovations to the bus terminal, the Port Authority bus terminal, which is very famous in New York City. And he had a passage that he pushed out on Twitter, and it said, big reason to go off the record, and then, you know, listed Helen Kennedy. And he was adding a real Times policy that being anonymous shouldn't be given without telling readers why. So to explain to you, anonymous sourcing can be an extremely informative tool, they say, for reporters and readers, because they can't bring readers information they want and need to know without someone protecting the sources who risk the reprisals and legal action and all that kind of stuff. So to make sense of it, that's what they were doing. They were, so the policy is just to throw in other names. That's part of what they do to be anonymous. And that seven times the New York Times articles granted this anonymous deal because of a situation. So, which that means that when they said Helen Kennedy, that was a made up name. Seems gobbledygook to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I need
some. It doesn't make sense. So so they're talking about renovations to the Port Authority. And Helen Kennedy points it out on Twitter, but that's one of the ha-ha funny New York Times secret squirrel names for anonymous sources.
So
who's going to know that? Nobody's going to know it.
So it's like Peter Crying Wolf?
Yeah.
What we got going on?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. I'd say, like, that's, I don't know, that's shred it. For sure.
Well, it's sure shred it when you can't quite even figure out that the thing
understand
that
what they're trying to tell us
isn't already in shreds. You know.
Oh, the gray lady. Anything to screw us up. Helen Kennedy, who is that? All right, here's a good one. 20 Florida manatees were freed early Tuesday morning from a storm drain near Cape Canaveral where they were trying to warm themselves. So there was video footage that was taken that was posted online, and it showed a manatee being carried in a sling to a nearby canal where it was released, and there were a bunch of people cheering and other manatees being petted after being hoisted out of the water by heavy machinery. So they saved these giant manatees because, you know, this drain pipe was 100 to 150 feet long, and manatees, which they call affectionately in Florida, and I've been swimming with the manatees before, they're like sea cows. And they when there's cold snaps, they have to look for warmer water, and they go to canals, and they've probably all followed each other into the pipe. So they rescued them.
Can't they just pee in the water? Doesn't that make it warm?
They're sea cows. That's not going to warm. They're giant.
They are giant. Even though they're giant, like every time I think about them, they're like so adorable. It's like they're koalas of the sea.
You should swim with them. It's crazy to swim with manatees. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done.
Have you swum with stingrays before?
No, but I heard that's really fun. Have you done that?
Yeah, their mouths feel so weird. It's like they're trying to, it's like they're biting you, but it's like they've only got gums. And it's, I don't know.
So they're gumming you.
Mm-hmm.
You got gums. by the rays. No, thank goodness the sea cows didn't do that to me. I was freaked out enough.
Yeah,
everybody loves the manatees. Oh, they're so gentle, don't worry. But they're giant. And then you're swimming in the water, and sometimes there's a whole bunch of them around you. So
yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
I wonder why they're so much more passive than you know, like a sea lion.
I don't know. I don't know, but I know they are gentle. It is cool. They are cool. There's no doubt about it. Okay, since we're on this whole kind of animal kick here, here's a good one for you. An Atlanta man told the police that a spider thief, snuck into a crawl space under his home and stole 5 of his 18 pet tarantulas. They say they've issued an arrest warrant for a man accused of possessing the arachnoids. So, this guy, Dwayne Melton, the owner of those special tarantulas, says the spiders live beneath his home in individual containers where they hibernate during the winter until spring arrives. And he didn't know the spiders were missing until he got a phone call from Animal Mart in Atlanta, where the employees said someone had just sold 5 tarantulas to them.
Oh. God.
Fruits and nuts.
Yeah, you're going with that? I'm going with, fruits and nuts, because, come on, that's like someone had to get some inside info on the poor guy that really has bugs as his best friends, right? Maybe.
Well, they had, somebody knew that there was something weird there so that they could go steal them and sell them.
Yeah. And
but they don't ask any questions. You come into a pet store, hey, I've got 20 tarantulas in my car. How much are you going to give me for them?
Well, they
where'd
did.
You get
they
them?
Did ask questions, didn't they? Isn't that essentially how this story was?
Well, they knew it was weird, and I guess this guy had come in there before with his tarantulas or asking about tarantulas, so they kind of put two and two together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you go to towns, and there's probably not too many more than one tarantula store in town. Right?
Crazy.
I mean,
it's crazy. Here's our last one I'm going to tell to you really quickly.
Okay.
Soundproof walls, moisture-resistant light bulbs, and a portable generator. Some of the things that the Canadian police discovered inside a mysterious underground tunnel in Toronto. 33 feet long underground, the structure was found by the officers near a sports center and entertainment complex right there on the York University campus. So what do you think that's about? People are trying to escape from school? Or, I mean, it's weird. It's a real tunnel.
Yeah, something's getting through.
Yeah, something's getting through. Might be drugs, might be just, I don't know, something sneaky. I'm going to say shred it. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Oh, my favorite thing. Time for another edition of We Can Count. And boy, can we. Let me count the ways. I was going to say, let me count how much snow there is and how many people are whining that may be sitting next to you right now. Yep, almost anywhere in America, it seems, although our friends in California, unless they go into the mountains, and of course they want to be there in Tahoe or in Monmouth, and then it's all about ski runs. So, weather delays, lots of weather delays. And weather delays mean planes are grounded, and it also means, too, that someone who was supposed to be put to death wasn't put to death. How about that? Kelly Renee Gissendanner was supposed to become the second woman in Georgia's history to be put to death, but her scheduled Wednesday execution was postponed due to the weather. I mean, I do not feel for the person who is going through this. And it's the first execution of a woman, by the way, in 70 years in that state. But can you imagine, okay, time for your last meal. Nah, we were just kidding. The weatherman gave you a break. You get a break. So maybe we'll get to you tomorrow if we can. And this is a 47-year-old woman who was scheduled to die by lethal injection at the state prison in Jackson, but because of the weather and scheduling issues, they couldn't do it. She was convicted in February of 1997, a murder plot that targeted her husband in Atlanta. She was romantically involved with somebody else and conspired to have her husband killed. And that's what how that all unraveled. I guess she went to file for divorce, but she was concerned her husband wouldn't leave her alone if she just divorced him, whatever. And it's weird, too, because they had already divorced once in 1993, then they married in 1995, and then she tried to kill him in 1997, and then the state tried to kill her, but the snow gave her a one-day, at least, reprieve. So that's, you know, who knows? I mean, it's definitely happening, but does the snow hamper what happens on Thursday, and does that go on? I don't think so. I mean, wow, only the second woman in 70 years. Wow. In 70 years. The FBI, since we're down this path, the FBI said that they have been able to stop three men who were headed overseas to be part of jihad against America. And it just shows you how you never know. When we talk about people assimilating and we talk about sleeper cells, here's one for you. So this Abror Habibov, 30 years old, was somebody who was in a kiosk at malls along the East Coast. He sold kitchenware. He did things like fix mobile phones, all that kind of stuff. And what he did was he hired a 19-year-old to work at the kiosk in Savannah, Georgia, Philly, and in Chesapeake, Virginia. And then there was somebody else that got involved, too, that worked at a restaurant in Brooklyn. And he asked, he worked at a place called Gyro King, and he asked his boss whether he could leave this weekend because he was traveling. So they were arrested on, excuse me, on Wednesday in connection with this failed attempt to join ISIS in Syria, and they just seemed like anyone else, just ordinary immigrants in Brooklyn. They were doing their thing, working the kiosk, doing whatever it is, and they were a little careless, I guess, in their plot. For example, one of them showed up at the Homeland Security offices to apply for a travel document. They went back and forth online because they thought it would be harder for people to trace. And one of them talked about assassinating the president. So they were real. And the New York Police Commissioner, William Bratton, said, this is real. This is the concern about the lone wolf inspired to act without ever going to the Middle East, or the concern of once they get to the Middle East, they get the fighting skills, they get the capabilities, then they return to the country. One of them was arrested at JFK trying to catch a flight to Turkey. Good news is they caught him. They were processed. And now let the chips fall where they may, because they're not going to see the light of day. But three U.S. men trying to join ISIS. So when people say, oh, that's a bunch of hogwash, and oh, that recruitment thing, and oh, people always talk about lone wolf, well, forget saying that anymore, because we know it to be true. You know, luckily they were under surveillance. Or who knows what would have happened? Who knows? All right, here's a story about a lawsuit and dog food. You know, it's Purina dog food. Eight kinds of Beneful dog food have caused internal bleeding, liver failure, vomiting, and all kinds of terrible things for dogs. We don't have to go into the whole thing, but that's all named in this lawsuit. The plaintiff in the suit describes how one of his dogs died after eating Beneful, and two of his dogs got sick. In the past 4 years, consumers have made more than 3,000 online complaints about dogs becoming ill or dying after eating this Beneful. Boy, that doesn't make you feel good. But the company itself is saying they think the lawsuit is baseless and they're going to defend themselves and the brand. They had two class action suits filed in the last couple of years with similar allegations, they say. And what they say is, like other pet food, that occasionally false or unsupported allegations come out. And then, of course, they release the bottom line. Consumers can continue to feed Beneful to their dogs with total confidence. But this class action suit is seeking $5 million in damages. Mm. Wow. And they're saying that they sold it knowing without adequate testing, and so they knew what they were doing. Even the dogs, got to be careful what you feed them, I guess. The lawsuit, you know, think about how many lawsuits they fended off, and that's what they're saying. Hey, we've done this in the past. All right, let's move on to something else. The Cleveland Browns football team, the classic orange and brown colors have been around forever. Now they're going to give themselves a different kind of look. Oh, fans hate that when they redesign the look. So the new logo is is a bright orange, if you will. So it's kind of a faded orange color from before, but now it's a super, super bright orange. I don't know. I mean, it's the 30th anniversary of the Dog Pound, which I think is the cool thing about Cleveland. That's the identifiable thing. So that's what the team is saying. Hey, this is 2015 is the 30th anniversary of the Dog Pound, so we want to modernize our symbols. And they have a new uniform that will officially be unveiled on April 14th. How about that? It's a way to make more money for a team, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what you do. You own a team and you got to change things up because you know your fans can never get enough. If there's a new jersey, if there's an exciting new player, oh, that's going to become a gift or somebody's going to run out and buy it. I mean, the merchandising for the NFL is astronomical. I mean, how much money they make each year, it just clips higher and higher. I mean, in the billions, without a doubt. All right, moving along to something else. In New York City, one of the things that people are talking about, and I can understand this, is the collapse of a three-store building on West 57th Street. It was undergoing construction. Boy, that would be frightening, wouldn't it? You look at it and you look at the side of it and just picture this, just boom, it's like the side just blew out. And it was undergoing demolition partially, but it collapsed. It injured a construction worker, and there was just rubble flying, all kinds of concrete onto a parked school bus and the driver there. And that means bring out the heavy equipment, baby. Any of you have worn the hard hat, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When things come flying down, smashing into the windshield, luckily, the driver of the bus was sleeping inside the bus, waiting for the elementary kids to get back from a field trip. I mean, the guy was scared out of his wits, but he was okay. He was all right, and so that's the good news. And then there were firefighters that had to be lifted by cherry picker trucks, and they were using power tools to get through the scaffolding, and that'd be pretty scary. Never a dull day. Never a dull day when you live in the city of skyscrapers. All right, we'll boot it to the other side, and I'll meet you over there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.